When I was in the seminary in Rome, one of my Latin professors said that it's really important for men who are preparing for the priesthood to know that sometimes the people don't really need to hear your opinion on things, right? And so what you need to do is take something from the wisdom of the fathers of the church and tell that to the people and shut up and sit down, men. So every once in a while, I take my professor's wisdom and read from the church fathers. And so on this Palm Sunday, I would like to share with you from a sermon which was preached about 1,700 years ago on this day by St. Andrew of Crete, so that the wisdom of the ancient fathers may kind of help us to begin this great and holy week. Come, together let us ascend Mount Olivet and meet Christ as he returns today from Bethany and advances of his own free choice to his passion, thus completing the mystery of our salvation. For he comes freely to Jerusalem, as he once came from heaven, in order to exalt us with himself. But he does not come with pomp and circumstance, like a man ascending a throne. He shall not dispute or shout aloud, nor shall anyone hear his voice upraised. He is meek and humble, and goes poorly clad. Therefore, let us now devote ourselves to the Passion Mystery and imitate those who went before him. Ours is not to strew the way with palms, but with ourselves, humbled in spirit, upright in mind and will. Thus we shall receive the Word when he comes and shall have God for our guest. The Word rejoices to come to us as our familiar friend, and to draw us to himself. He has indeed ascended beyond the heavens and entered into the glory of his Godhead, but his love for mankind does not permit him to depart from us, for he seeks to make us sharers of his exaltation. My dear friends in Christ, at the beginning of this sacred liturgy, we brought those palms, those symbols of victory before us. But the wisdom of the Father said that it is more pleasing to God not that we wave palms and sing hosannas to him, but that we put ourselves in his path, that we let him pass us by, and that we let him be the one who brings us closer to him, that we put ourselves at his disposal in everything.